When the coronavirus hit, businesses all across Michigan were forced to retool or close their doors. Now, as some of those businesses begin to reopen, there's one Asian grocery store in Ann Arbor that has decided not to. Jason Pong is the owner, and he joins us now. Hey, Jason, welcome to Stateside.
Hello, thank you for having me.
For starters, will you tell us just a little bit about the store and what kind of things you retail?
Yeah, we're we call it Asian grocery store, but mostly we focus on Korean products, and we're in Ann Arbor. In the midst of this whole COVID thing, we sort of celebrated our 10th year anniversary, and I don't know, we couldn't get people in the parking lot and have just like a drive-through party, so we just kind of let it slide.
Yeah, I think celebration is kind of get it where you can these days.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, the celebrating for the sake of it kind of makes you feel a little back to normal. And we do what we can.
Right. I understand you have been taking online orders. How's that going?
It's very clunky. And I really appreciate our customers for putting up with it. Because we were never any kind of e-commerce store. There are certain factors with the type of the store that we run, it's just really difficult to do it that way.
Is that because the range of products can vary from month to month?
No, products are pretty similar, but it's just the store itself, when it was founded, was built on a brick and mortar model, and our square footage costs and the way the retail space works doesn't work as well for online. And on top of everything else, we have to build an infrastructure just for that. And being a mom and pop shop, or as I call it, mom and son shop,
right,
it's tougher to just pull time away from work to work on this. And, you know, as much as I like being at work, wink, wink, it's when you go home, you really don't want to dedicate another 3-4 hours in building this infrastructure. And looking back, maybe I should have, but meh, that's what it is.
Right. On your Facebook page, you've posted that the store will not be open until there's a significant reduction of COVID-19 cases. Can you talk about what the deciding factors will be for you as you look at that?
You know, this state of Michigan declared emergency back on March 10th, I believe. And the treatments for COVID, I don't think has changed all that much. We're obviously making progress in different medicines that could be worked, but luckily for me, the diverse customer base allows me to speak to different people. And because of the fact that I'm taking email orders, I speak to them about orders. And then sometimes they tell me if they're in medical profession, because I do give them priority because I figured they're frontline workers. But so I get curious and I ask them like, hey, what's the process like and how things are. And one of the upshots is the fact that number of patients being admitted is down. But even still, right now, we don't have a cure. And I feel like every time you go out, you're taking on risk. And sometimes it's calculated risk for people, and other times people just don't think about it. But fact remains, if you get sick, and it's not a horrible odds of getting sick, but if you get sick, the treatment is, well, take Tylenol until your fever just keeps running. And then you come into the hospital, we'll give you 100% oxygen, and if that doesn't work, we'll put you on a ventilator. Now, don't quote me on this because I'm not an expert on this, but that's just my layman's thought on it. And I work with my mom, and it's just two of us right now. You know, if somebody gets sick, if my mom gets sick, like, what good is money? And just because we're essential doesn't mean we get priority in treatment either. It's just basically a crapshoot, and well, before all this happened, I pretty much foregone the cost of making money during this time. And I consider COVID this huge storm. And after the storm raging outside, you know, you got to buckle down and make sure you can survive.
As you've been telling your customers that when they come for a no-contact delivery, if they ask and you tell them, you know, we're not really planning to reopen, or in terms of the posts that you've made on the Facebook page, what kind of responses have they had to that?
It's been interesting. Well, our email system is very clunky, so I've been getting a lot more calls now that state decided to open up regarding, hey, can we come into the store? And I get a few calls a day or more, and when I tell them, I'm sorry, we're just going to take email orders. And when I ask them, hey, do you need the email address? And they're like, nope, we're good. They hang up. So it, and I can understand from people's point of view, especially when they don't think COVID is this big issue, then they don't see the fuss. They don't see the reason for the fuss. And so it's, I almost wonder if it's their way of trying to pressure us to, you know, we're not going to shop with you unless you open, so you better open up. And on the other end, I'm like, well, it's still not as safe as you think you are, so we're still going to stay the course and see how this goes.
Sure. You know, Jason, you mentioned that the whole business was built on a retail sales model. Do you think if you don't see, you know, if there's no vaccine within the next, say, 9 months, and if the number of cases hasn't shown the kind of change that you're looking for, have you considered retooling the business from here on out?
Well, if COVID told us anything, long-term outlooks don't really do anything for you because you could be broadsided.
Sure.
But you always have to plan ahead. And as of right now, the other part of the equation of selling to the customers is also receiving stock. You know, most of the places, and I think due to the fear of it, especially in America, we don't contact trace. And one of the reasons is because you don't want to be known as the place where people got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had two of my major vendors shut down for more than a couple weeks. They don't tell you the reasons, but I mean, why else would you shut down in a boom economy for them? And so if the warehouse shuts down and the product itself that we get is kind of sketchy to a degree, although for the most part, you know, I don't think there's been a case of anyone getting infected off of a surface contact, but it's still scary. And like one of the things that's nice about what we're doing that basically traded in way of making money is the fact that when we come home, we just shower and you could just go to sleep instead of having to worry about, dang, you know, like at 2 o'clock when that customer sneezed, they were kind of close to me. Like, is this, I'm kind of running a fever. Is this it? Like, you don't have to worry about that stress.
Sure.
But going back to your original question, getting stuck into the store is also kind of a scary prospect. So it's really tough. And, you know, in some sense, and as a store owner or as any kind of a business owner, you hate to think about that ultimatum button of like, well, should we consider closing down? But it really needs to be on the table. And obviously, we're going to struggle as much as we can to avoid that if possible. But, you know, if it's your life on the line, I mean, is making X amount of money more important? I just have to get to that point to make that decision. And nobody could just be like, yeah, 6 months from now, we're going to be good.
Right.
We're not. And as Dr. Fauci said, you know, the virus determines the timetable.
Yeah. Have you done the math on how long you can afford to sort of be in limbo like this?
I don't want to think about it.
That's fair.
You know, it's, I mean, I look at the checking account that we got and PPP sort of helped, but you know, it's not really, PPP was more for helping out employees than actual business establishments. The new reform that they did might help, but then I haven't really read into it. But yeah, as the numbers go down, it's like, yeah.
Well, it's like you say, there's still that long-term viability question regardless.
Yeah. And you know, as weird as it sounds though, luckily, because the fact that we're a grocery store, we don't have to go out to shop, so we just eat our own stock, I guess, and hope for the best.
Is there anything else that you would hope people would understand about the decisions that you've made?
It's a difficult thing because I think due to the fact that we have so many people that have caught the disease or the virus, but you have this like big number that you don't really think about, but then if you don't have family members or if you don't have friends that are sick, then you know, to some, it's not a big deal. And I think that's where the disconnect is. Yeah, it makes sense because if you're younger, then you could potentially recover from it or not even have any symptoms. But it spreads without you even knowing it. And the other thing that's really interesting, though, is masks. And I think, especially in America, we were a little behind in trying to get the masks out there because of reasons like not having enough N95s. But just a lot of people don't understand how to use it correctly. I'm kind of done sitting on a soapbox or standing on a soapbox to tell people, hey, don't do this or do that. Because A, I'm not an expert, but I got to a point of you start to sound like a broken record. So I'll just let people do what they do outside the store. And we'll just, you know, try to stay safe when we can and let the storm pass.
Yeah. Jason Bang has been talking to us from his family's Asian grocery store. Jason, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this. And we wish you and your family and the business all the best and hope you can find a way to reopen at some point.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see what happens, right?
Right.
Hopefully COVID would be nice to us, but I mean, we got to survive.
Yeah.
And see how it goes. Thank you for your time.
You too.